On this incomprehensible note he fell silent and forged a little ahead, taking one stride for every three of theirs, so that they had great trouble keeping up with him. The path was becoming increasingly overgrown, and the trees grew so closely together as they walked farther and farther into the forest that it was as dark as dusk. They were soon a long way past the clearing where Hagrid had shown them the thestrals, but Harry felt no sense of unease until Hagrid stepped unexpectedly off the path and began wending his way in and out of the trees toward the dark heart of the forest. "Hagrid!" said Harry, fighting his way through thickly knotted brambles over which Hagrid had stepped easily, and remembering very vividly what had happened to him on the other occasions he had stepped off the forest path. "Where are we going?"
"Bit further," said Hagrid over his shoulder. "Come on, Harry, we need to keep together now."
It was a great struggle to keep up with Hagrid, what with branches and thickets of thorn through which Hagrid marched as easily as though they were cobwebs, but which snagged Harry and Hermione's robes, frequently entangling them so severely that they had to stop for minutes at a time to free themselves. Harry's arms and legs were soon covered in small cuts and scratches. They were so deep in the forest now that sometimes all Harry could see of Hagrid in the gloom was a massive dark shape ahead of him. Any sound seemed threatening in the muffled silence. The breaking of a twig echoed loudly, and the tiniest rustle of movement, though it might have been made by an innocent sparrow, caused Harry to peer through the gloom for a culprit. It occurred to him that he had never managed to get this far into the forest without meeting some kind of creature. Their absence struck him as rather ominous.
"Hagrid, would it be all right if we lit our wands?" said Hermione quietly.
All right," Hagrid whispered back. "In fact..."
He stopped suddenly and turned around. Hermione walked right into him and was knocked over backward. Harry caught her just before she hit the forest floor.
"Maybe we best just stop for a moment so I can fill you in," said Hagrid. "Before we get there, like."
"Good," said Hermione as Harry set her back on her feet.
They both murmured, "Lumos," and their wand tips ignited. Hagrid's face swam through the gloom by the light of the two wavering beams, and Harry saw that he looked nervous and sad again.
"Right," said Hagrid. "Well, see, the thing is..."
He took a great breath.
"Well, there's a good chance I'm going to be getting the sack any day now," he said.
Harry and Hermione looked at each other, then back at him.
"But you've lasted this long," Hermione said tentatively. "What makes you think..."
"Umbridge reckons it was me that put that niffler in her office."
"And was it?"
said Harry, before he could stop himself.
"No, it ruddy well wasn't," said Hagrid indignantly. "Only anything to do with magical creatures, and she thinks it's got something to do with me. You know she's been looking for a chance to get rid of me ever since I got back. I don't want to go, of course, but if it wasn't for, well, the special circumstances I'm about to explain to you, I'd leave right now, before she's got a chance to do it in front of the old school, like she did with Trelawney."
Harry and Hermione both made noises of protest, but Hagrid overrode them with a wave of one of his enormous hands.
"It's not the end of the world. I'll be able to help Dumbledore once I'm out of here. I can be useful to the Order, and you lot will have Grubbly Plank. You'll get through your exams fine."
His voice trembled and broke.
"Don't worry about me,"
he said hastily, as Hermione made to pat his arm. He pulled his enormous spotted handkerchief from the pocket of his waistcoat and mopped his eyes with it.
"Look, I wouldn't be telling you this at all if I didn't have to. See, if I go, well, I can't leave without telling someone, because I'll need you to help me, and Ron, if he's willing."
"Of course we'll help you," said Harry at once. "What do you want us to do?"
Hagrid gave a great sniff and patted Harry wordlessly on the shoulder with such force that Harry was knocked sideways into a tree.
"I knew you'd say yes,"
said Hagrid into his handkerchief.
"But I won't never forget. Well, come on, just a little bit further through here. Watch yourselves now. There's nettles."
They walked on in silence for another 15 minutes. Harry had opened his mouth to ask how much farther they had to go when Hagrid threw out his right arm to signal that they should stop.
"Really easy,"
he said softly.
Very quiet now.